live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Roam if you want to. Roam around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide on this last weekend of July. Wow, is the summer getting away from us that fast? I hope you're having a great weekend wherever you happen to be. I happen to be on the island of Fire Island in New York, and we're taking your calls on travel at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your problem, or your question so we can answer it right here on the air. Busy week for me, traveling as usual. Right after we did the show last week, did the Today Show on Monday morning on the last great places where the U.S. dollar still may be king and where you can still get an affordable experience this summer. And that ranged from South Africa to Argentina, overseas, Estonia, another great bargain, relatively speaking, and of course, Thailand in Asia. And then a very interesting situation with what's going on in the Caribbean with airlift. As airlines are reducing capacity, we'll be talking about how bad the cuts are going to be a little bit later in the show. As airlines are reducing capacity, especially in the Caribbean, and fares are going up, the resorts down there are dying because of the airlift situation. They're worried. You know what? They just can't adjust if people can't get down there. So one group, Sandals, in places like Jamaica and St. Lucia, are offering air rebates if you go down there to see them, of up to $550 a person. That should give you an idea of how hard hit places are that are so dependent on airlift. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about how many cities out there are on the verge of either having severely reduced air service or no air service at all within the next 6 months. It's pretty wild. Then I was down in Houston. We're continuing to work and report on the Concorde special that you'll see on Dateline, most likely in September. I'll let you know about that. And then back to New York for a piece that we did on Thursday on the Today Show that I'm going to be spending a lot of time talking about on the show today, Vacations from the Heart, Vacations That Heal, and an amazing trend that really celebrates the human spirit and also community, and it's all based around travel. Now that the fuel prices have gone down a little bit, does that make anything better for you? Guess what? No. The airlines are still playing big game of catch-up, and they're trying to sock us with every kind of fee imaginable. And when I say every kind of fee imaginable, I'm not making that up. Listen to this. Now, if anybody knows what this is, call me. I mean, I do not know the answer to this. 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Spirit Airlines is actually charging a convenience fee if you book with them online. $10. Allegiant Air, up the ante, it's $11.50. What's convenient? Unbelievable. And if you talk to a human being, they'll probably sock you even higher. It's nuts. It's getting worse and worse and worse. This coming week in Los Angeles, I will be out there for the National Business Travel Association convention. Last year, I was on stage interviewing two former CEOs of the airlines, Robert Crandall from American and Gordon Bethune from Continental. And I asked them point blank when they'd be installing pay toilets on the airplanes. Of course, they laughed. Nobody's laughing anymore. And this week, I'll be back out there with a number of other airline executives on stage with me, including Richard Anderson from Delta, about to merge with Northwest, and Monty Brewer of Air Canada. It should be a lively session because last year, the two airline CEOs that I interviewed, of course, had retired, and they were like, they were floating free. I mean, they were cracking jokes, having fun. There's not a lot of fun out there right now. So we're going to try to at least liven it up a little bit when we have the Monty Brewer from Air Canada and Richard Anderson from Delta on stage on Tuesday in Los Angeles. And when I say not a lot of fun, read what Robert Crandall is now writing in the New York Times about how screwed up the airline business is. And he's almost calling, not totally yet, But the man who basically embraced deregulation is basically almost calling for what? Re-regulation. Here's another little news item that that should surprise you. United Airlines made a deal with Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, the guys who issue those Visa credit cards, the ones that are tied in with their frequent flyer programs. And United Airlines, in renewing the deal with Visa, got an immediate infusion of cash. This is how much money the airlines make by selling mileage that you can't ever use. They made an immediate infusion of cash of $600 million. Just for selling miles that everybody knows, if they're being honest, have about as much likelihood of being redeemed as SNH green stamps in the year 2010. It's a pretty wild business out there when you consider the fact that the market valuation of the American Airlines frequent flyer program is over $6 billion, but the entire market capitalization of the corporation is only $5 billion. That should tell you how crazy it is. A couple of other things I want to talk about before we go to the break. I have a lawsuit going on now. A Manhattan lawyer, it's a Manhattan lawyer, is suing Delta Airlines for $5 million, charging the airline wouldn't repay him for a canceled flight from France. Pretty wild, huh? This will be interesting to see what happens. You know, we go back to passenger rights again, a piece of legislation that has yet to get through a committee in Congress. And maybe we'll ask our next guest, Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey, about that, among other things. Remember last week when Larry King had a one-hour show, I was on it as a guest, about the supposed new regulation that U.S. Air was asking its pilots to board less fuel per flight, and the pilots put out a one-page ad and a number of newspapers claiming this is a basic threat to safety, that they couldn't and shouldn't carry less fuel. Well, we'll be talking to Senator Menendez about that, among other things, about FAA relationships with airlines and another bill introduced by Congressman Oberstar from Minnesota about trying to end that cozy relationship between a regulatory agency and the airlines that the agency has actually called its customers. Think about that. So we'll be talking to Senator Menendez. I keep calling him a congressman. He's going to slap me. Senator Menendez from New Jersey when we get back. Last but not least, I used to joke that the best job I could ever get, because I could not fail, and when you think about this, I'm right, is Minister of Tourism to Iraq. Right? If one person went, my numbers just went up 100%. Well, they've got a Minister of Tourism. They're opening a new airport, and they're actually trying to get tourists to Iraq. And can you go? It might surprise you. The answer is, yeah, you can, especially if you go to northern Iraq in places like Erbil, where airlines like Austrian Air have daily service from Vienna. And people are actually going. So we can talk about that as well. I love it. Minister of Tourism to Iraq. You know what? It's a can't-fail job, because you can't get any worse. When we come back, Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey on the airlines, fuel, and the FAA. Back with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide from Fire Island right after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
I love the feeling I get before leaving for vacation, and it's all thanks to my Carlson Vaughanley travel expert. She listens to my dreams, suggests great ideas, and always comes through with vacations I never knew were possible. And I know I can rely on her throughout my entire trip, which gives me peace of mind. Call Carlson Vaughanley Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or visit carlsontravel.com. When your journey from a dream to a great story includes Carlson Vaughanley Travel, you travel better.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always wanted to take a Viking river cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
And I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury, luxury, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the Stinky Man?
I hate Stinky Man. You know why?
They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Fire Island in New York and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. You can always email me to peter at petergreenberg.com. One piece of housekeeping. We're doing our trivia contest again this week, and see if you can answer this question. We're giving away a Western Digital Passport portable USB drive. Just log on to petergreenberg.com and answer the following trivia question. In general, what's the best day of the week to book a hotel room to get the best rates? Friday, Sunday, Wednesday, or Saturday? That's Friday, Sunday, Wednesday, or Saturday. If you think you know, go onto the website, click enter now, enter, and we'll let you know if you've won. And of course, my own self-serving promotion here. If you don't know the answer, you can always find it in my latest book, The Complete Travel Detective Bible. We're honored to have our next guest on the line. As I said before, he's the senator from New Jersey and actively involved in monitoring the aviation industry out there, especially what's going on these days. Senator Robert Menendez, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Peter.
Now, Senator, I've got to ask you, I mean, last week I was back in Washington, D.C., got a call saying, hey, listen, there's a big brouhaha about airline pilots at US Air being asked to take on less fuel. We're going to do the show tonight. Can you come on the show with Larry? I said, okay, I'll come on. And the guy who didn't show at the last second was Doug Parker, the CEO of US Air. And I know that this is an issue near and dear to you about low fuel, meaning is it a real safety issue? And of course, Newark Airport being in your area. How many times have they declared fuel emergencies, pilots, because they've been low on fuel?
Well, Peter, I'd love to be talking to you about what's the best travel value we could get right now instead of this issue. But the reality is that, unfortunately, I've been involved in this since before the U.S. airline pilots advertisement that brought a lot of attention. earlier this year, it came to my attention that, in fact, at Newark International Airport, we had seen emergency declarations go from 44 in 2005 to 151 in 2007. That's over three times as much. So, and one of the problems here is that we found that there seems to be a growing amount of pressure on airline pilots who, under the law, are supposed to have the final say over the amount of fuel that goes into their aircraft. But there is increasing pressure, and we saw it in the advertisement by the Airline Pilots Association, but I'd been pursuing it even before that, where there are, we saw memos written by one airline to its pilots warning them against adding fuel to the planes, and other memos stating that adding fuel reduces employee profit sharing and possibly pension funding and all those types of pressures. And, safety is job one. We want to travel everywhere in the world. We want to be able to enjoy ourselves, but we also want to be safe when we get on that airplane. And so what bothered me is that when I brought this to the FAA's attention, ends up that they didn't even have a appropriate system of accounting for how many low fuel declarations and landings were taking place. And well, I said, how can you determine the magnitude of the problem if you don't have an appropriate accounting system? And as a result of our you know, inquiries and pushing the FAA, they now have such a system and also have given a clearer essence of what who is responsible for ensuring the amount of fuel in the plane. But it continues to be an issue, as we saw just this past week with the Airline Pilots Association and U.S. Airways.
Well, Senator, isn't it true, though, that in the pilot airline culture, it's always the pilot's call as to how much fuel he boards?
It should be, and federal aviation guidelines dictate that. But, in fact, you know, you're supposed to have enough fuel. You know, the two types of emergency declarations are, one, when their fuel levels go below the amount of fuel required to get to the nearest alternate airport, plus 45 minutes of continued flying. And then there's a second declaration, which is a little less emergent, but nonetheless very important, when the pilot is approaching that emergency reserve fuel level and feels that either because of air traffic delays or other circumstances that, in fact, they are in a dangerous proposition. And so, you know, we saw this, and we also have seen an Inspector General's report of the U.S. Department of Transportation that raised the concerns about the number of low fuel declarations over the past couple of years, at particularly Newark Liberty, because that's where both myself and Senator Lautenberg have been focusing on.
Well, you know, in a perfect world, I would suppose, when there are no delays and there's no weather and there's no congestion in the ATC gridlock, this wouldn't really be an issue. But in a real world scenario, it is an issue, isn't it?
Peter, as unfortunately so many of your listeners know, air travelers are having a rough go of it these days. The delays have gotten worse. Prices are going up. And the reality is that a delay, you know, in some of the most difficult airspace in our country, the New York, New Jersey metropolitan airspace, just by way of example, though not only there. In fact, you know, you can be up in the air sometimes with air traffic delays and or weather issues an hour or more. And so if the purposes of the emergency fuel declaration is to say, well, if I have to be diverted either because of an emergency or because of some other challenge, I've got to have enough fuel to get to that nearest airport plus 45 minutes of continued flying, and I'm getting pressure by my companies to say, no, you cannot go ahead and add the fuel to the planes that you want. We're telling you here's the baseline and that's what you use. We're in a zone that safety becomes a question. And so, you know, we need the pilots at the end of the day. You know, they want their companies to be profitable as well. You know, they understand that the less the company makes, the less there is at the bargaining table. So they haven't lost that equation. But by the same token, they're the one person uniquely who is responsible for their crew and all of the passengers on that plane.
Well, isn't it sort of counterintuitive that if you're carrying less fuel, you're almost, you know, forcing yourself to divert, and when you divert to another airport, your costs, you know, basically increase exponentially?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons you would think that, you know, the companies would understand that this is not in their best interest on a whole host of you know, different ways of looking at it.
I would almost say that the accountants are running the asylum here.
Well, you know, sometimes they are. You know, this is also the problem with not just this industry, but certainly this industry feels it very much up front, but with the way a lot of our businesses operate today, they've got to respond to the quarterly profit report, and the pressures on that are so great that these are the types of things that then begin to happen, you know. But I do believe that, you know, some airlines have as a result of this, have increased their fuel management oversight. They've done the more responsible things. Continental, for example, is using newer technology to reduce the weight of their planes on international flights, using carbon brakes, which can save up to 600 pounds per aircraft. So some have understood that, you know, first of all, the pilots need to be the ones in control, and secondly, let's find ways to reduce, you know, the weight and the other factors that increase cost.
Well, you know, ironically, U.S. Air, the same airline that was the focus of this issue, announced recently they're going to get rid of all their in-flight entertainment because of weight. And I don't know if you know this, Senator, but they're going to replace it with sock puppets and karaoke.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking. Don't stop that.
You know, Peter, I take your travel comments so seriously that Although I did get hit with, I was at Martha's Vineyard for an event and end up finding out that U.S. Airways is one of those airlines that's charging the $15 for the first bag and $30 for the second. So,
and did you pay up?
So of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Let me shift gears really quickly and talk about Congressman Oberstar's bill, which just passed 392-0. How about that for a landslide? Basically saying that federal inspectors would have to wait 2 years after leaving their jobs before taking airline jobs in which they would deal with their old government bosses. Pretty good, huh?
Absolutely. I served with Congressman Oberstar in the House of Representatives on the Transportation Committee before I came to the Senate. He's just, you know, one of the real leaders in this field. And look, we had a revolving door going on, and we still have it until this bill actually becomes law. I'm not saying that everybody who worked for the FAA or was a federal inspector then, you know, looked the other way in anticipation of employment. But clearly, it creates the inherent possibility of people, meeting less than the standards, the rigorous standards that the FAA should require of the industry. That revolving door is one that needs to be closed in the pursuit of the flying public safety.
Well, Senator Menendez, thanks for joining us. I'll get your sock puppet to you immediately. on your next U.S. Air flight. Senator, thanks again.
Thank you, Peter. Bye-bye.
We appreciate that. And when we come back, we're taking more of your calls on this and many other subjects. That's right, sock puppets and karaoke. Back right after this.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
American Airlines presents Real Sports Heroes. We know why you fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Porter. Bethany Hamilton lost her left arm in a shark attack in 2003 when she was 13. With great courage, she fought to live and to surf again. Only 2 weeks after the attack, Bethany was back on her board and was competing 6 weeks later. Bethany has never stopped competing, and now at 18, is ranked second in the World Qualifying Series. For more on the story, log on to RealSportsHeroes.com.
Segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour on this last weekend in July. Hope you're having a wonderful time wherever you are. We're actually broadcasting to you from Fire Island in New York and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem so we can answer it right here on the air. Let's go right to the calls. We've got Jamie on the phone somewhere out there in Michigan. Hey, Jamie.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
What is the difference between purchasing a flight ticket directly through the airline versus purchasing it through a travel agency?
Well, I don't have a problem going through a travel agency at all. Especially in this world where I want to support as many people in the revenue stream as I can, you know, if you got a good travel agent, they know what they're talking about, why not?
Okay, because I've always purchased my tickets directly through the airlines themselves.
And I know where you're going, because a lot of the airlines now, if you call them on the phone, they want to charge you a $20 booking fee to talk to a human being, right?
Right.
Well, you know what? I'd go either way. I'm a big fan of talking to a human being either way, either through the airlines or a travel agent. And then you'd say to me, okay, why would you book it through an airline if they're going to cost you $20? Well, here's the thing. I always would tell people, always talk to a human being before you go to the internet, because once you book a ticket, you still have 24 hours in which to purchase it. So go ahead and call the airline. Be a good comparison shopper. See if we can negotiate the lowest deal you can on the route that you want, the times and the dates, etc., and then hold that flight. You got 24 hours. Then call your travel agent. And if the travel agent can beat it, pay for it there. But again, you still have the 24-hour window. You can always still go to the internet and see if you can beat that one. But if you go to the internet first, you end up hitting all those keystrokes and you're trapped. You've bought something and now you have nowhere to go.
True. Because no air tickets are, once they're purchased, it's non-refundable.
Well, not only is it non-refundable, welcome to the world of the $150 change fee now that they're trying to, well, not trying to, they are doing it, and they're nailing people left and right. Some of the change fees are actually more than the actual ticket price. So follow my advice, always a human being first, either the airline or a travel agent, then go to the web to see if you can beat it, okay?
Oh, okay.
You got it, Jamie. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Sanford. Where are you, Sanford?
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Okay, and where are you today?
I'm in Studio City, California.
Ah, we know it very well. How can I help you?
Peter, my question is a two-part question. In February, I purchased a ticket from American Airlines. I'm going to St. Lucia for Thanksgiving with my family. From the time from February until today, the 26th of July, I've had five schedule changes.
Oh, my God.
One of the schedule changes is bringing me from St. Lucia to Miami. I arrive in Miami at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then their next flight is 8 o'clock the following morning.
That's not true. That's the one they wanted to put you on. You need to, listen, never take a no from somebody who's not empowered to give you a yes in the first place. The first part of your answer is, anytime an airline on their part, we just talked about change fees. Well, look, anytime, where's our change fee, right? So anytime an airline changes your flight reservations, and it completely inconveniences you to the point where it's going to cost you money or completely ruin the whole idea of why you went there in the first place, the airline is required to give you the option to cancel your ticket and give you a full refund. But that doesn't really help you since you want to go to St. Lucia anyway, right? So what you need to do is look at the official airline guides or go to the American Airlines website and realize, I know for a fact that if you're getting from St. Lucia to Miami at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I know American Airlines has a flight either at 6 o'clock or at 7 o'clock as a nonstop flight right back to Los Angeles. You know what? Require them to do that.
Okay, well, actually, they did. What you're saying, I actually went on their website and I saw that they did have flights up until the time that they reduced their schedules by 20%.
Are you saying they no longer have like a 6 or 7 p.m. nonstop to Los Angeles?
That is correct.
Okay, then let me give you another option.
Yes.
Okay, see if they've got going something from Miami through Dallas to Los Angeles. The whole idea here is you don't want to spend the night in Miami. I know you don't.
I don't, and it's costing me $161, and they're not going to reimburse me.
Yeah, well, guess what? I guarantee you they got a flight from Miami to Dallas to L.A., and if they don't, I want you to call me back on the show next week. We're going to figure this one out, okay?
Fine. Can I ask my second portion of my question?
Sure, go ahead.
When I first bought my ticket, my cousin is an executive platinum member. He gave me a coupon for an upgrade. I was upgraded the entire way. Now I have been downgraded to economy the entire way. You know, so when everything was hunky-dory with them, I was going first class and business class. Now I'm going economy. Do I have any kind of recourse?
Well, here's the thing. It's all about the inventory that's available on any particular flight. If your flight that you're on upgrade for no longer exists, well, then you're now in the queue to see an upgrade about the other flights, and that might not exist at all. That's always the luck of the draw for those upgrade coupons. I can't really blame the airline for that. I blame the airline for not figuring out another way to get you back on the same day. And you know what? We're going to figure that one out. Okay, Sanford?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Let me know what happens now.
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right. You know, it's getting crazy. I talked about this at the top of the show. Between 80 and 120 U.S. cities by next March are either going to have severely reduced air service or no air service at all. I mean, just this week, Midwest Air out of Milwaukee pulled out of like 11 cities. They just can't afford it anymore. This is nuts. But for American Airlines, which is a strong Miami hub, one of their strongest, especially because of the Caribbean, starts playing, you know, that kind of schedule times, it gets wild. But there's got to be another way to skin the cat. And if Sanford's still listening, we're going to help you out. We're going to get you home. There's no way you're going to get stuck in Miami unless there's weather. And we all know what happens in Miami when there's weather. Everybody gets stuck. For everybody else holding on the phone, stay with me because we're going to come back and take your calls from Fire Island when Peter Greenberg Worldwide continues. Back with more right after these messages.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. And hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
AutoZone. Whether you're looking for a quick shine or want to detail your ride inside and out, you know there's one place that'll satisfy all your needs.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone is your wash and wax headquarters. And right now at AutoZone, buy any of an assortment of Armor All wipes and get an Armor All To-Go wipe product free after mail-in rebate. Choose from cleaning, glass, or exterior. See store for details. Look sharp. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
And now for the bonus round. A tree falls in a forest. What kind of tree is it?
Siberian elm.
Correct. If a rhombus has four sides, what is the opposite of blue?
Purple?
Correct.
If you rent all your DVDs from Netflix, how much gas money will you spend driving to and from the video store?
Zero.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
The Business of Business, brought to you by Aflac. Looking for ways to give back to your community? Start a community service program. Setting aside time for your employees to volunteer will put your people and your business in touch with the community in a meaningful way and help provide your employees with a quality work-life balance. Adding Aflac voluntary insurance coverage to your employee benefits package can complement your existing medical plan at no direct cost to your business. To learn more, visit aflacforbusiness.com today. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus.
Aflac.
Now you can lower cholesterol by taking a Centrum multivitamin. Introducing Centrum Cardio, the first and only leading complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Centrum Cardio contains CoroWise, a natural ingredient that can lower cholesterol. You may see results in as little as 4 weeks. The lower cholesterol you want from the name you trust. Centrum Cardio. Good for your cholesterol, good for the rest of you. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
AutoZone.
Whether you're looking for a quick shine or want to detail your ride inside and out, you know there's one place that'll satisfy all your needs.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone is your wash and wax headquarters. And right now at AutoZone, buy any of an assortment of Armor All wipes and get an Armor All To-Go wipe product free after mail-in rebate. Choose from cleaning, glass, or exterior. See store for details. Look sharp. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
And now for the bonus round. If second place is the first loser, who came in last?
Billy.
Correct. Nothing rhymes with orange. What color are my boxers?
Duh, they're blue.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent DVDs?
Netflix, with plans from only $4.99 a month.
Correct! Netflix! Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Plans now from only $4.99 a month and never a late fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix, it's that easy.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
43 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the island of Fire Island, and you got that phone number, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Let's go right to the phones. Lots of people to talk to today. We've got Bill on the phone. Where are you, Bill?
Port St. Lucie, Florida.
All right. Hope you're having a wonderful day out there. Tell me, what's the question you want me to answer?
Yeah, we just booked a European vacation for next year, and I'm a little worried about identity theft when traveling. And I really don't like taking my debit and credit cards with me. I mentioned it to the travel agent. They suggested I check out a prepaid travel card.
Well, you know, a number of card companies, including Amex and Visa, offer that. But I'm still a big fan of your debit card or your ATM card for a number of reasons. One, you're only getting out from the ATMs what you need in a given day, so you're not walking around with a lot of cash. You're not getting hit with a lot of commission rates. You're just getting your user rate, and even that gets refunded or rebated if you have the right bank arrangement. And I'm not a big fan of traveler's checks because traveler's checks are, what are they? They're basically interest-free loans you're giving the travel check provider. Now, if you're really that worried about identity theft, you can always set a stop limit on your ATM card about how much you can withdraw in a given day, and you'll be fine.
Okay, would a prepaid Visa gift card work just as well?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, but I would not go over there without that ATM card because when an emergency happens, I'm telling you, Bill, you want it.
Okay, very good.
Okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Peter.
You got it. Speaking of going overseas, you know, we were reporting in Paris a couple weeks ago on the Concorde special we're doing for NBC, and the one thing I noted, I was talking about this actually with Kitty Yancey from USA Today on our show just a couple of weeks ago. Every single hotel in Paris was oversold, and it was oversold by Americans who were standing in the lobby complaining about how expensive it was to be there. It is in our cultural DNA to travel, despite the high prices. Well, here's the question, and the question is this. How far would you go to save on an airline ticket? And the guy who may have that answer is Gabe Saglier, who's the senior editor for TravelZoo.com. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Peter. Good to be with you.
So tell me, I mean, you guys just did a survey. I mean, it's tough out there. We all know it. The fares are going up every day. I had an airfare about a month ago. I'm not making this up. It's going to sound like I completely was on crack when I did this, but I wasn't. Aspen to Denver, a 28-minute flight for $1,000. Actually, $1,089. One way.
I believe it. I've been there too, and it's like you got to think to yourself, maybe it's worth driving despite the higher gas prices. Although, you know, you've still got some pretty aggressive airfare sales going on right now. With just this week, you've got JetBlue, American, and AirTran with some pretty aggressive domestic sales. And international sales are still in effect. In fact, you're talking about Europe. I think that getting to Europe and even staying in Europe is probably more affordable than people might think. It's the everyday incidentals that start to hit us. That cappuccino, the entry to the Louvre is no longer as affordable as it used to be. But, I mean, as you probably know, Peter, the flights out there to places like London and Paris are pretty aggressively priced, and even some of the nicer hotels on the Champs-Élysées are slashing prices anywhere from 20 to 40%. I think it's just when you're there on a day-to-day basis, it starts to tally up pretty quickly.
Well, the real key for me is always September 15th. That's the drop-dead date when things really start to fall apart over there and you can get some great deals, because what people don't realize is that it's one thing for airlines in this country to cut capacity and raise fares. Overseas, it's called bilateral agreements with foreign countries. They have to continue to fly those routes even if the planes are half empty.
Right, right. So, you see, and that's why I think a lot of people, you know, you've got your core group of very savvy travelers who will plan like a year out a vacation to Europe, or you know, a vacation for a couple of weeks out to some tropical destination in the South Pacific. But a lot of travelers, especially in today's economic state of affairs, are going to sort of jump, almost like a knee-jerk reaction. They've got if they see a phenomenal sale to Europe, they'll hop on that plane and they'll get there. But then they're going to have to deal with the fact that the exchange rate is still just not in our favor pretty much across the board.
But Gabe, there are two things in your survey that absolutely cracked me up. Question, when flying, would you be willing to stand for your flight if it meant you could save 50% off your ticket? And 28% of the people said yes.
And most of those were men, which stands to reason. But, yeah, almost a third of people would be willing. Now, that's regardless of, I mean, that 28-minute flight is easier to do than the cross-country flight from L.A. to New York.
Yes.
But even so, I think that people are like, listen, if I'm stuck in a middle seat versus
I'd much rather stand, sure. All right, and here's the second question, which absolutely was a kick. When flying, would you agree not to use the restroom if it meant you could save 50% off your ticket? And 41% said they'd hold it in.
They would hold it in. And listen, I've been on some small planes where it wasn't even a choice. Either that one little bathroom at the back of the plane was just not in operation during my particular flight. So I had no choice. And I did not save 50% off my ticket.
All right.
I think it's telling you the fact that people, I mean, let's face it.
Gabe, I got to cut you off for a second. We're running out of time. But that's Gabe Saglier, senior editor for TravelZoo.com, who promises me he's going to stand for every flight he takes. Back right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Far Island, New York. And this is a segment of the show I've been looking forward to for a while, because if you watched the Today Show earlier this week, you saw a segment that I did called Vacations from the Heart, vacations that actually heal. I've learned about one in particular up in New Hampshire a couple of years ago, and then found out about so many others and decided we need to let everybody know about this, and so we're going to need to let you know about it as well. What happens if you're a parent who loses a child? Where do you go to vacation? What happens if you're a returning soldier from Iraq or Afghanistan? How do you reunite with your family in a setting that allows you to experience a vacation in a healthy way? What if you're a recovering cancer survivor, especially in breast cancer situations? Where do you go to vacation? It's an amazing development here, including people who have MS. That's how I learned about it in New Hampshire. But joining me right now is Celine Scow, who's the executive director of Casting for Recovery. Hello, Celine.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, I thought what you guys are doing was great. We featured on the Today Show this week. I want to tell all of our members of our audience about this today as well. I mean, this is it sounds a little silly when you think about it. Then it makes total sense. It's a vacation for people who are recovering breast cancer survivors who go fly fishing. And then when you think about it, it's not only a chance to bond, it's great physical exercise that they need in terms of physical therapy. It exercises those muscles, and it gives them a chance to get out in nature, right?
Oh, absolutely right. We combine with the medical support and the fly fishing to kind of allow people to be able to talk about their cancer and their journey, but also, like you said, go out fishing, take your mind off of just your stress every day, and have a good time with others in a similar situation.
And the other thing, Celine, which I think goes across the board here, no matter whether it's multiple sclerosis or cancer or losing a child, there's no manual of operations here. There's not a lot of information for people, and yet they're going through it together, so why not talk about it together?
That's right. And throughout the weekend, we have opportunities to share stories. And then again, it's locally based. We're in 27 states across the country now. So,
and between April, between April and October, you have about 37 different retreats, right?
That's right, this year. And we're going to expand next year to 7 more.
And is it free of charge?
It's no cost, so it's important that we rely on donations from the community, and our corporate sponsors help us get along here and put these retreats on.
Well, that's great. Now, let's tell everybody where we can find you. I believe it's castingforrecovery.org. I'll give that everybody again. It's castingforrecovery.org. They depend on your donations. And Celine, great work. We were so happy to feature you on the Today Show. And I understand even one of our own anchors, Hoda Kotb, is going to be out with you fly fishing in Long Island a little bit later.
That's right. It's wonderful. We can't wait to have her. I think I know she'll have a great time, and we'll be casting away.
Okay, Celine, thank you again. And joining me right now is another one of my heroes, Bob Johnson, who is the CEO of Operation Vacation. And Bob, are you out in Colorado today?
Yes, sir.
You know, when I read about you, I said, wow, what a cool guy. You're a cool guy. You know why you're a cool guy? Because you thought there was a problem. You were right. There is a problem. You thought there was a need. You're right. There's a need. And you went out and solved it because, you know, it's people need support systems. And you went out and basically put that together for returning troops from Iraq and Afghanistan to be reunited with their families in a wonderful setting out in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
Yes, sir. And since then, we've expanded to some other locations, and we're growing every day.
Now, when somebody comes back, I mean, how do they contact you? How do you work it out? How do you interface with the military to not only get the families together, but to get them either to Glenwood Springs, or I understand you're also doing it in near Austin, Texas?
Yeah, we let the military choose. Fort Carson and Fort Hood are the two bases, posts that are involved, and they each do it a different way, but it had to be approved by the military and the U.S. government. So however they decide, the soldiers that get to be picked to go to the vacation, then that's how they're chosen.
You know, I'm out broadcasting today from Fire Island, and last night here in our community, we hosted all the Wounded Warriors, a big reception and a great fundraising opportunity to let them know how much we care about them. In your situation, you even provide a chauffeur from the military base to get them to the lodging. They're even given $100 spending money and discount passes. This is amazing.
It's a little bit we can do back for those guys and girls that, you know, that are protecting us and doing what, you know, they signed up for and just doing their job. I mean, most of them don't get to get away, and, you know, whether it be a cost or the time off, and the government, the military gives them off that Friday so they get to come up. And they do get picked up here in Glenwood at post at Fort Carson, Colorado Mountain Express picks them up. They help them with their bags, and everybody's great. I live in a small town, and it's just a great community, and as we're growing, other people want to set it up. I mean, I don't think anybody's really been said no to.
Well, Bob, I, with every pun intended, I salute you, and I want to let everybody know who's listening. OperationVacation.org is the website. I know you you exist based on the generosity of others and people. Listen to this. This is a great thing you can do for our returning soldiers and their families. Believe me, they need it. Again, the website, OperationVacation.org. And if you're recovering from breast cancer, it's castingforrecovery.org. That's castingforrecovery.org. And if you need more information, go right to my website, which is petergreenberg.com. We've got it all archived in there. Bob, thank you again for joining us, and keep up the good work. We really, really appreciate it. That music means we are out of time for our first hour. For those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your weekend. And for those sticking around, we got a whole lot more coming, including more Vacations from the Heart. We're just getting started, so stick with us. From Fire Island, it's Peter Greenberg Worldwide, and we will be back with more in the second hour right after these messages.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.